Order, order.
Parliament gained another independent MP with this announcement from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
Honourable members, under Standing Order 35(1)(c), I've been advised by the ACT Party that its parliamentary membership has changed and that David Garrett is no longer a member of the ACT Party for parliamentary purposes.
The Speaker said David Garrett would be an independent MP like Chris Carter, formerly of Labor.
Allocations of speaking slots and oral questions will be adjusted. Allocations of funding to the ACT Party and to David Garrett will also be adjusted.
Lockwood Smith then became embroiled in a 45-minute battle as government ministers tried to protect the Prime Minister from having to answer opposition leader Phil Goff's question about his confidence in Mr Garrett's leader, Rodney Hyde.
How was it good judgment on Mr Hyde's part that he chose to cover up his law and order spokesman, Mr Garrett's theft of a dead baby's identity?
The government's argument that the question was not within the Prime Minister's responsibility was headed by their leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, it's quite clear that the Prime Minister is not responsible for answering questions that relate to activities of ministers in their capacity as leaders of parties.
The Speaker disagreed.
The standing orders make it very clear that the Prime Minister is responsible for the behaviour and conduct and therefore the judgment of all his ministers, regardless of their party affiliations. They are all ministers.
While ordering the Prime Minister to answer the question, the Speaker said he didn't have to go into detail, advice that Mr Key followed to the letter.
Mr Speaker, with regard to Mr Hyde's portfolio responsibilities, I believe he's exercised good judgment.
Mr Goff complained that the answer failed to address the question. The Speaker agreed.
I would ask the Prime Minister to respond a little more broadly than that because he is responsible for his ministers beyond just their portfolio responsibilities. He has a wider accountability
for
his ministers.
Point of order.
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Order. Mr Speaker.
Order. I apologise to the Minister.
Before hearing yet more argument from Mr Brownlee, the Speaker had to settle down the opposition.
This is a very serious issue. And the opposition should, in my view, respect the fact that the Speaker is putting a fair bit of pressure on the government here over an issue that is important to the opposition. If they don't want to close it down totally, they'll respect that. The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, a few moments ago you advised that the Prime Minister did not need to answer questions.
After many more points of order, Lockwood Smith agreed to think about it overnight and come back with a considered ruling. Meantime, he had made up his mind on Mr Gough's request for a snap debate.
The application relates to a report of a statement made by the Prime Minister that the National Party wouldn't be looking to form any kind of relationship with David Garrett if he stays on as an independent. The absence of action on the part of government is not a particular case of recent occurrence that can be raised for debate under the standing order. The application is, therefore, declined.
As well as the dozen questions for ministers, there were two for a backbencher, National's Paul Quinn, whose members' bill to prevent prisoners from voting has been reported back from the Law and Order Committee. Questions for him as the member in charge of the bill came from Labor's Law and Order spokesman, Clayton Cosgrove.
What is the purpose of the Electoral Disqualification of Convicted Prisoners Amendment Bill?
Paul Quinn.
Purpose of the bill is to remove the right of persons serving time in jail to be able to vote.
Honourable Clayton Cosgrove.
To the member. Is he satisfied with the fact that the bill as reported back from the Select Committee will give our worst and longest serving prisoners, such as William Bell, Graham Burton and Clayton Weatherston, the right to vote, a right which they do not have under current law?
Paul Quinn.
I'm advised that there is conflicting advice on the matter and I am still awaiting official word.
Clayton Cosgrove had another question for Paul Quinn.
Does the member agree that had the chair of the Law and Order Select Committee, Sandra Gowdy, not blocked the Ministry of Justice from advising on this bill, when requested by opposition members on the committee, the mistakes in this reported back bill could have been avoided?
Paul Quinn.
Not being a member of the Select Committee, I'm not in a position to comment on that accusation.
National's Paul Quinn. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.